Welcome to Jason's Journey with your hosts, Catalina and
Harper. So today we are going to be talking about the novel, The Golden Fleece and the Heroes That Live Before Achilles.
And we're going to be talking about Jason's journey through that.
Jason basically will be coming from a forest where he does not know much to the end where he becomes powerful and much wiser.
Yes, he makes a lot of allies along the way, passes through tests, and learns a lot of new things along the journey, so that when he's finished, he does not only have the reward, but a lot of new knowledge that he's brought along.
So we will be recapping stage 1 through 12 of Jason's journey.
So the first stage in the hero's journey is stage 1, the ordinary world. So this is going to be where they're in their ordinary world, as the title suggests.
In The Heroes That Live Before Achilles, Jason is in his ordinary world when he is living with the centaur named Chiron, who his father left him with to raise him.
Yes, he's living with him in the forest, and Chiron is raising him.
For stage 2, the call to adventure, Jason is told that he should return to the world of men.
Yes. Chiron tells him he needs to go back to the world of men and become and live out the rest of his life.
Then from there, you move on to stage 3, refusal of the call.
So, I don't think there really was much of a refusal to the call. I mean, he kind of was game for everything.
Jason was eager to move on and become famous and have a lot of fortune.
Yeah, he didn't really refuse to go at all. Yeah. He wasn't too scared.
It's like everything is.
The only thing that I would say would be the refusal of the call was when he was on the island and they didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
So Heracles had to make them leave. That would be the only thing I would say was the refusal to the call.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 is meeting the mentor. I said that his mentor was Heracles.
And I personally thought the mentor was Chiron, the person that raised Jason.
Yes, honey.
So,
yes. So part 5 of the hero's journey was crossing the threshold. I said this is when Jason leaves the kingdom and goes to go get the golden fleece.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that it was when they finally sail away on the on the boat with all the Argonauts.
Mm-hmm. So stage 6, test allies and enemies, is when I said that the main allies that Jason found were the Argonauts, which included the princess.
Yes, I said that his allies were the Argonauts and then Medea and the king who helped save them from the boats that were trying to capture them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the challenges was passing through the passage with clashing rocks, because they really had to work as a team, the Argonauts, to get through that without dying.
Mm-hmm. So stage 7, approach the Inmost Cave. I said this is when Jason is in the Moon Cave waiting to kill the beast.
Yes, this is when Medea is casting spells to give him strength so that he's able to beat the bull.
So for stage 8, the Supreme Ordeal, I said this is when after he kills the bull and he returns, but he cannot get the golden fleece.
Yes. Yeah, I said he kills the bull and then he has to go back and fight again to finally get the golden fleece.
Stage 9, reward or seizing the sword, is the golden fleece.
Yeah, so that's when he takes the golden fleece and he gets back on the ship and they leave with Medea.
Mm-hmm.
So the 10th stage is the road back, and this is when they're going back to the ordinary world. They're chased because they took Medea, and they're helped by a king. And they finally get back to Iolcus, and then King Peleus won't let them in.
So. That's basically what I had as well.
Okay.
And then for Resurrection, he leaves Medea and kills King Peleus. So he gets Medea to kill King Peleus and then leaves Medea behind.
Yeah. So Medea is not happy about this.
And eventually moves on with another person.
So then Return with the Elixir, I said, was when he gets back to the kingdom, takes over as king, and because Peleus is dead because Medea poisoned him, and he shares the golden fleece with his people and all of the wisdom that he's gained from this journey.
Yeah, in summary, he basically just gets to be king and share his reward.
Yes. So,
to conclude, I would say that this book, while being very interesting, was not the best book to read. I thought it was hard to follow, and that it was a overall challenging read with all the characters and all of the different plot lines.
Yeah, I had a hard time following the plot lines, and it made it a lot harder to identify the hero's journey, I think, because sometimes it would just jump to somebody else for like 3 to 5 pages, and you would lose track of Jason and come back in a different spot, it felt like. So it was very hard to follow.
So if you are planning on reading The Golden Fleece and The Heroes That Live Before Achilles, I would just know that it is very hard to follow.
Oh, is it because of me? Is it in my
If I were to read a book like this again, I would probably take notes as I was going, just so that I could keep, like, take a little more detailed notes as I was going, because that would have been a little bit easier to follow.
Again, it was very interesting.
Yes, it was. And I think if you knew a little bit more about Greek mythology, it would have been a little bit easier to follow also.
And again, I am your host, Harper.
And I'm your host, Catalina.
Thank you.
For listening.